Storm Lake Radio talking volleyball at this time, visiting with Newell Fonda coach Marilyn Murra in action on the home floor last night. Marilyn taking on Alta-Aurelia and senior night, six seniors you have on the squad, so emotions, they must have been riding high.
Yeah, they were riding high. Those great seniors have stuck with me all the way through, and they've done a great job at it. Mention my seniors, there are Morgan Hurd, Sydney Kay, Maddie Morenz, Melanie Sievers, Abby Smith, and Courtney Temple, who have done a great job. And last night in the first game, I started all six of them and moved a couple around, and they worked together and pulled it out. 26-24 is a tight one, but it was fun.
And you wound up winning in four games over Alta-Aurelia, puts you now at 7-2 in the Twin Lakes Conference. Do you have a few stats you can share from last night?
Sure do. Individually, Melanie Sievers went 20 for 20 on serving with three aces. She also had six kills and 19 digs. Sydney Kay had 21 assists. Morgan Hurd had three kills. She got to serve for the first time this year last night, went 2 out of 3. Maddie Morenz went 24 out of 25, serving with two kills. She had two aces. She had 11 kills and 13 digs. Abby Smith went 11 for 12, serving with one ace. She also had 12 kills, six assists, blocks, and six digs. Courtney Temple was 10 for 11 with one ace. She had 19 assists, six digs. Kate Christensen is my other one. She had four kills last night, two assists, blocks, and digs also. And Erin Gerkey was 6 for 7 serving. She had 13 kills, one assist, and eight digs. We did well.
With that win, you're now 15 and 12 overall. And let's rewind to Tuesday, as you won in straight sets at Maple Valley Antenoto.
Yes, we did. That was a long drive down there, but it was well worth it. We played very well that night against them. We, again, attacked the ball. We've been sitting back on our heels and want to tip too much, and we started swinging, and it's paid off for
us. What about last Saturday at the Hartley Melvin Sanborn tournament? You went 3-1 on the day, had a good showing, beat a solid Trinity Christian squad. Only loss was to a very good Lamar's Galen team, but you played them tough.
Yes, we did. The morning, the pool play, we were covering, we were hitting, we were just doing everything. It's kind of nice to sit back and watch them play really, really well together as a team. And then we took on Galen. We had a long break. I don't want to use that for an excuse, but we did play them well. We had our chance to win a game, and we just let it slip through our fingers. But you know what? We're coming on. We're keeping advancing our skills, and it's been paying off for us.
That leads me into my next question, actually. You've won 7 of your last 8 now. Do you feel like you're hitting your stride?
We're on our stride, though. We haven't hit our peak yet, I know that. But we are striding well, and we're heading towards that, and hopefully I'll peak at the right time.
Where do you feel you've made your most improvements?
Working together as a team. Covering the floor, starting to swing more, you know, and seeing that and getting our hands on a few blocks. Just team togetherness, really, Ryan. It's been great.
We talked earlier in the season about hitting efficiency, and you had a lot of kill errors last year, and you still have this year, unfortunately. But
yeah,
you do swing a lot, have a lot of attempts, so I guess some kills errors will come with that. But it seems like you've cut down on those more the last several matches.
Yeah, I think we have too, which is really good. I think we're just trying finding our holes and putting it where it needs to go, and being more aware of what the other team is doing, I think, has helped us a lot, too.
Tomorrow, you'll be in Correctionville. River Valley Tournament beckons, and there's going to be, what, a couple of other Western Valley Conference teams there at least, too, right?
Yes, there are. We'll play Alta-Aurelia again on Saturday, which will be a tough match, always.
Mm.
And then we'll play Lawton Bronson, who, if I remember right, have only lost two matches this year, so that'll be very tough for us. We got River Valley and Charter Oak Ute and Woodbury Central in the other pool. So,
Okay. Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Good competition tomorrow. And then next Thursday, you'll be in Sioux Rapids to tangle with the Sioux Central Rebels. And then Twin Lakes Conference Tournament regional pairings are out, Marilyn. You are in the same bracket as Central Lyon. You were just in Hartley. You'd like to get back there to likely face Central Lyon, which would be in the region semifinals. You played them tough in their tournament earlier in the season. When that time comes, I'm sure first things first, and you'll be concentrating first on a home match with Marcus Meriden Cleghorn on October 20th.
Definitely. That's for sure. We take one match at a time. I don't like to look too far ahead, because when you do that, it usually comes back to get you. Our focus right now is Saturday, and, you know, that's the one we have to look at. But, yeah, the possibilities are there. The way we've been playing, we keep making the advances that we have. Anything can happen, Ryan.
Marilyn, glad that we could get you to talk some volleyball with us. Newell Fonda coach Marilyn Murrah. Marilyn, thank you very much for the time, and good luck tomorrow in the River Valley Tournament.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.